Listen, we're election day's tomorrow. And obviously, we like to catch up with as many candidates as we can. We reached out to both George Logan and John Hayes. George Logan joining us now on Brian and Company. Just like, you know, they're obviously crisscrossing their district, trying to, you know, get the final touches on this race. George, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Brian. Hi to all your listeners out there.
So, you know, what do you do the last couple of days? Like, how does it go for you?
Yeah, well, we're feeling strong. We've been working hard to make sure that we put our best foot forward all the way through the end of Election Day. I've been out knocking on doors. We've been doing phone banking. Yesterday, I spent about, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours at the Waterbury City Hall while folks are getting in their last-minute early voting. Early voting ended, yesterday, but we're still going to continue to door knock today, continue to phone bank and get the word out. We're encouraging, everyone, thanking everyone who voted already. It's great, and encourage those that haven't to make sure they vote tomorrow and tell their families and friends. You know, early voting has been great, and we've seen excitement for folks in the district to vote. Folks are ready for a change in the status quo, and they're anxious to get out there and get their voices heard. So I certainly think the early voting is here to stay, and I think it's been good for everyone. It's so important that everyone get out there and be heard and that their vote get counted.
Are you going to vote tomorrow?
I voted on Saturday.
You did.
So
okay.
I put together like a little, quite a tour, but I went to several different polling locations on Saturday, encouraging folks to vote early. And then the finale was me, early voting in Meriden.
And how are you going to spend the day tomorrow? Like, I mean, do you
yeah.
just go to all polling locations and just go to as many as you possibly can until 7 o'clock?
There's something like 100, and don't quote me on this, but something like 159 polling locations in the Connecticut 5th District, 41 towns. So I can't get to everyone, right? Last election, I tried to get to as many as possible, and I found that I was actually just driving on the road half the day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to concentrate on several polling locations and do my best to reach as many voters, constituents as I can as they're coming in, do my best to make my last pitch, effort to let folks know here I am, to see me. I think we have the better message. And a lot of times there are, folks that are, believe it or not, they're, walking into the polling location, and they may or may not be 100% sure which way they're going to go on a certain candidate. So I want to be, there and present. And folks can see my big smile, and help to answer any last minute questions anyone may have.
Do you really think there are a lot of undecideds out there? I mean, I guess in the congressional district it might be different. Like for the presidency stuff, I feel like it's kind of a myth. I feel like everyone kind of knows. If they tell you they're undecided, they just don't want to tell you who they're voting for.
Sure. Yeah. Hard to say, but I still think there's something to be said by for. Voters to actually see their candidates at the polling locations, and I think they deserve it too, as best I can. I wish I could meet every single person, voter in the 5th Congressional District and make my pitch, personally. But so I do my best to reach as many folks as possible, and Election Day is another opportunity for that. Look, I'm going to, keep pounding the pavement. I'm going to keep doing my best to inspire folks to vote and get my message out all the way through the last minute of Election Day.
We're talking with George Logan, Republican candidate for Congress in the 5th District. Just, what is that message, your final message to people before they go to the polls tomorrow?
This really is a campaign about whether you want more of the same or do you want a new voice in Congress. And, I believe after 6 years, my opponent, Congresswoman John Hayes, just has not delivered. And we need a new voice in Congress. I want to be that new voice. I'm going to work hard to represent everyone in the district, Democrats, Republicans, all the unaffiliated voters. I want to be a voice for our families, for our seniors, for our veterans. And I believe that I can do a better job than the incumbent. I can do a better job than Johanna Hayes, who has voted 99% of the time in line with the Biden-Harris administration and all their policies, which have increased the cost of living, which has decreased the number of available jobs for folks in the district. Our foreign policy has been a failure. And Johanna Hayes really just hasn't been a vocal, a voice, a change agent down in Washington. We need a new voice. I'm going to bring a fresh perspective, a bipartisan perspective, and work hard for everyone in the district.
All right, George, best of luck. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to you over
Thank
the
you,
next
Brian.
Couple of days. We appreciate you being available, and we wish you the best.
Sure, much appreciated. And get out and vote if you haven't voted already. Very important.